Since October, more than 184,000 households have received around $56 million to help pay for heating bills through the state's low-income home heating assistance program. Department of Administration spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says that's around 10,000 more households than during the same period the year before.
The people that have applied for heating assistance this winter is higher than average, and obviously with the incredibly cold winter that we've had and the propane shortage here in the Midwest, we're not surprised by seeing that increase in number.
Also this year, there were more than 17,000 households receiving crisis home heating assistance. Marquis says propane customers account for the majority of people seeking both types of aid. But even though the number of people receiving heating assistance is up, there's less money going out. Marquis says that's because federal funding is down in recent years.
It's going to depend on the money that we're getting from the federal government, and they've had some budget issues as well. So what we're seeing is that our funding is down a little bit at this point, about $10 million.
Marquis says there's a chance that Washington could allocate more for the program at the end of the year. Households at or below 60% of the federal poverty level can still apply for heating assistance until the end of April. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.